There are blessings and there are blessings. There is what I call the blessing. The blessing is the mother of all blessings. And when you contact the spirit of this blessing, then things begin to work for you. What was it that not before becomes surplus? And in 2025, that shall be your experience. Nobody here will lack anything good. In Jesus' precious name. I take my, okay, our text is the same, Genesis 2 and verse 2 and 3. Genesis 12, verse 2 and 3. I'll be writing on what I call the power of the blessing. The power of the blessing. It is this blessing that covers every area of man. There are people who have access to financial prosperity, but the sorrow behind their life will never allow them to enjoy the blessing of their financial prosperity. That is not the blessing. There are people who are fruitful in their body, they have plenty of children, but they can't train any of them. Even though they train, they can't, none of them is giving them joy. That is not the blessing. The blessing covers everything. That was exactly God's pronouncement on our father Abraham. Can we read Genesis 12, verse 2 and 3? He said, I will make of thee a great nation. In other words, Isaiah 60, verse 22 is playing out here. A little one among you. I don't know how you enter into 2025. You can as well rate yourself. Maybe you enter as a very little person, very small blessing in your hand. In fact, you may even say, you are not blessed. Things didn't work well in 2024. I thought I would enter this year in a grand style. But probably it's not so for you. Can I tell you, God is talking to you here. Even in that your small estate, in that your low estate, God still say that this blessing is bringing upon your life is able to turn you entirely to a different person in times of blessing. Abraham was just one man and one woman in his life called his wife, Sarai. And at this point, God said, no, don't worry. I know you are very small. You know, some of us are very small today in our own rating. Probably, sir, you give me Isaiah 60, verse 22. Let's see that place first. Then we'll come back here. A little one shall become what? A thousand. A little one. Someone who say is insignificant. There's nothing big about me. Too many challenges around you. You can count them. But God is saying that even though you are little, that's what the blessing turns a man to. When you locate the blessing, when God gives you access to the blessing is called the showers. That is the showers of blessing. That is the blessing. That's like a sworn blessing. That God said, I will bless you because I sworn a blessing, an oath of blessing on you. The type in Genesis 22, verse 16. Now he said, I will make a little one of us a thousand. And a small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, we hasten it in his time. When is the time? 2025. Say 2025. That is the time. To God is not bringing showers of blessing as a joke to make us feel happy. This is the time that a little one among us, a little one, very small among us, will become a thousand. And a small one among us will become a very strong nation. So that at the end of 2025, When you are to assess your life, you will have every cause to return to God with thanksgiving, because he will have blessed you exceedingly. And that shall be your story. I say that shall be your story. The storm may be dry today, but that storm, very soon, before you know this year, that storm shall overflow. In the name of Jesus. He says, so God wanted to bless a man called Abraham, our father. Can we go back there? I will make of thee a great nation. Not I will make you, I will make of you. There's a difference. That means there's a process. He will process you. And not just you, even people around you, including your children, will benefit from this blessing, for becoming a very strong nation. In other words, there will be no weakling in Haka in 2025. Nobody here will be weak. Nobody born of woman will look down on you in 2025. By the virtue of what God will be doing in your life, no man can humiliate you any longer. In fact, I see your blessing humiliating your haters. That shall be your story. That how to make a man a strong nation, or a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great. Can I tell you? No man has a name outside blessing. Hear me, church. What gives you a recognition? What gives you a name? Is what? It's God's blessing. If you are not blessed, you have no name. You can comfort yourself with anything, it doesn't matter. Everyone that has a name in the Bible are people that God bless. And so in 2025, God is giving you a name. It does not matter what I've gone throughout the years of your life, but 2025, God will be giving you a name. So I'll make your name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Glory be to God. The blessing that is sufficient for you is not the blessing. It's a blessing with a struggle that can take care of only you and probably your wife, your children, and it end there. You have not been blessed. Showers of blessing take you beyond yourself. It make others to be blessed through you. You will have too many people praying for you. Somebody said, I watched one skit on social media. He said, we don't want to die early. Go and borrow money from plenty of people. Oh, many people will not die early. Because they will be praying every day, make you not die. You know that? Huh? He said, they will be praying for you. Don't die. If this man died, my money has gone. So many people will pray for you. Oh, on your street. Oh, at workplace. Oh, in the church. Oh, everywhere. And so everybody will say, ah, when they see you, they say, oh, thank God, they stay alive. There's hope that my money will come back. Am I correct? But can I tell you, the best way to live long and overcome all hater and all enemy is to bless people around you. They will always wish you well. They will always wish you well. When you are touching too many people, glory be to God. And then verse 3. Are we in verse 3? And I will bless them that bless you. Can you see? Many people blessing you. And him that curses you, I will curse. So the blessing also terminate the curse. When the blessing comes, curses disappear. There is a level of blessing that comes upon a man that what they call the curse of his father's house cannot locate him any longer. It intimidates all those devil's curses. There's a level of blessing you get into that even Satan give up over you. Poverty give up over you. Sickness give up over you. Nothing again frustrates your life. But just flowing. That blessing is called showers of blessings. It's not a drop. There are people that enjoy drops of blessing, and most of them even become so proud and arrogant. They thought they have seen it all. You have not. Showers. Showers is like flood. It go beyond you. It even go beyond your own generation. You know, there are some things that a man has not encountered. You won't understand it. Are you hearing me? Until you get to that stage. I was telling one pastor, I said there are some temptations that you can't afford. So you can't fall into it. So when somebody falls into it, be careful how you crucify him. Because the temptations are too expensive for you. You don't have the money to fall into it. You don't have the way. You don't have the means. So also, when you are blessed, and then your children comes and enjoy what? The blessing. That's where we are going to. And many of you here who are not prepared to be grandfathers like me, God will take you there. You become grandfathers very soon. You will know what I'm talking about. Are you hearing me? You won't clap for me. Thank you for clapping for me. You will soon become grandfathers. Many of you have become grandfathers. Glory be to God. There is joy to get there. It's part of the blessings. Not everybody have that privilege. My mother now has seen her first generation with her children. She has seen her second generation with the children of her children. She has seen her third generation. She's about to see her fourth generation now. How many generations? That's exactly the blessing God pronounced on people. You will be blessed to your fourth generation. I've never heard about fifth generation. Fourth. You will get there. I'm trying to break down what showers of blessing is. And that's all I will do today, and those are close. So that you will prepare your mind. We now learn more how God bless, why God bless, and all those ones will continue in subsequent Sundays. Sir, if you contact this blessing, it touches every area of your life, every area, including your health. Long life is part of it. You are not afraid of death. Nothing can kill you. What will kill you? Nothing. It's part of the blessing. And when you want to go to meet God in glory, you don't need to suffer sickness. They carry you up and down. No. Abai Dim say the day he's going to die, he will eat pine yam. He will preach like this on Sunday. And eat pine yam when he gets home and go to sleep and he will not wake up. That's how a believer sleeps. Not the one that took your body and destroy your body. Carry you up and down. Break your bones. Showers of blessing covers every area. It even covers your protection. So that no enemy can have access to what God is doing in your life and what God has done for you. No devil. I mean no devil. Except the devil you sell yourself to. In foolishness. But this covers protection, preservation, long life, sound health, prosperity, fruitfulness of the body, of the work of your hand. Everything is in showers. And so when God say for Hakka in 2025, it shall be showers of blessing. Can I tell you, in this kudende, by the grace of God, you will be known because God will distinguish you. Yeah. So I want to start, you start calling me. Dedicate your shopping mall, your big shops, your lands, your houses, your cars. That's what I want to start hearing now. I bought my land. When are we building? We are building tomorrow. We are building next month. I want to dedicate my house. Housewarming. It also includes our marriages. Everything that will give you joy is inside showers of them to give you blessing. To deliver it to you, you will get it in Jesus' name. Like we have defined before, showers of blessing, we say what? It means abundance, overwhelming, positive outcome. It's not in suffering. It's not in sickness. It's not in debt. It's not in calamity. No. In 2025, nobody here will suffer any form of calamities. God will keep you in safety, protect you and preserve you. Open great, great doors for you. Every door you have knocked in 2024 has not been opened, but there are good doors for you. I decree, before the first quarter of this year, those doors have been fully open for you. God will give you joy over them in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. It also means to be properly positioned for favor and grace. And this year, God will favor your cause in the name of Jesus. Like I said, there's a place for other blessings. There's the mother of all other blessings. God takes no glory in our suffering. Let me know this, I know this for good. You can suffer for Christ. When you leave your comfort to go and do evangelism, when you leave your comfort to go and help somebody because of God, you may be suffering for Christ. But can I tell you, when you suffer hunger, you are not suffering for God. When you suffer lack and want, not able to pay your school fees or pay your bill as they fall, your children are looking at you like this, you are looking at them, you can't provide for them. That is not suffering for Christ. Don't say, because I'm a Christian, if not, I know what to do. People have told me, I say, what will you do? You go and do robbery. And that day, they will what? They will bab you. That's the end of your life. Look, there's no disadvantage in following Christ. There's nothing. It is those who follow him blindly, ignorantly, who thought that when they got saved, God take away their mind so they can't reason any longer. But the Bible says your heart or your mind was upgraded so that you can do better on it. I say, for we have the mind of Christ. For we have the mind of Christ. We have his mind. A man who never suffered defeat. At every need of his life, he knows what to do to get it solved without any embarrassment. So our mind was upgraded through redemption. Glory be to God. You will do well. I say you will do well in the name of Jesus. Until you are blessed, there is no future. Our future resides in the blessings of God. One can look at God's blessing and tell you your future. And where this blessing is lacking, the future may not be enviable. So every man who is void of God's blessing, things are always hard here, hard here, hard there, sir. The future also can be foretold today. The earth, even though God created the heavens and the earth has no future until God put blessing upon it. Genesis 1:28, and God blessed them. And say what? Be fruitful. The proof of blessing is fruitfulness. And multiply. Those are the proof of blessing. When a man is blessed, when a woman is blessed, when a boy is blessed, when a girl is blessed, he is fruitful. He multiplies. Replenish the earth. Subdue it. You are not the one running up and down because somebody is pursuing you. One devil is pursuing you. And you still have the mind that what is pursuing you is from your father's house. Where is the father's house? Then you dominate. You rule over. These are the point and the evidences that make up a blessing. If you lack any of these blessings pronounced by God, you have not been blessed. And he blessed them. Then what is the blessing? Fruitfulness. Multiplication. producing after your kind. So in other words, God didn't save you or created you and save you to be small. We are created to be big. Every man's limitation is his ignorance. When you believe that, ah, God, just give me what to eat. May I just eat. At least I'm not begging. It's okay for me. Yes, it's good to eat and be satisfied. But can I tell you, God has more plan, deeper plan, greater plan than that for every believer if you're a child of God. Because he expects you to feed your neighbor. You have no influence on this earth until you are blessed. No impact. Forget about it. No matter how a man is anointed, if blessing is taken from him, his anointing will turn to annoyance. You will fight everybody. So God saw that what will make the life of people good, he now knew that it was blessing. So that was the first pronouncement he pronounced over man. And he defined it. And you just say, be blessed. No. He said, what is this blessing going to be? He said, be fruitful. When you are fruitful, then you multiply. You can never be fruitful until you are blessed. I cannot tell you, no man can increase or multiply until he's fruitful. How will you multiply? And there are people whose hands are laid on nothing. I, as a graduate, I drove Kabu Kabu in this town. As a graduate. My wife, as a graduate, two of us, we started a farm. Not farm of poultry. Farm of, what was it called? Beans, I think beans. Beans and what? Masara. Every other thing, you know, we are doing it. Behind this, what do you call it? Sunglass. There's a big plot of land owned by my uncle. So he just gave us. If you throw 100 people inside that land, you will not find them. They will get missing. We're just farming like mad. Okay, I've read the scripture. I've not seen where God threw dollar down for anybody because he loves him. Are you hearing me? As a graduate, I've carried concrete at site. And they'll pay me less than 50 naira. So less than 5 naira, sorry, 5 naira. Less than 5 naira a day for monthly living. So they are still graduate, they tie ties, wear their suit, polish their shoe. They say, where do you want to work? They say, an NPC. Oh, you know, when the farm, when they brought letter for me of employment, inside the farm there, they came to look for me. Say the place where you applied before. They are looking for you. Come and work. And that was the last place I worked on in my life. And I said, I need to work again. I want to be on my own. By all means, if you want to be blessed, let your hand be occupied. It does not matter how small that it is. You give God opportunity to bless. There's nothing God can multiply. Once you are doing something, and then no matter how small it is, just be conscious that you ought to be fruitful. You must be fruitful, not ought. You must be fruitful because God has pronounced it. Then when you are fruitful, you know, there are six pastors who have three members, who don't even have members as congregation. The only member they have is their wife and their children. And I tell you, they are on full time. And they get angry with their wife, get angry with their children. Say, the offering you brought is too small. Bring plenty. When your hands are not paining you, why not you ask God to show you what you can do? To be able to take care of yourself. And don't look at the church. We have never looked at the church here. We are comfortable. We are even givers. To the glory of God. God bless you. He didn't stop there. He now defined the blessing for you. Be fruitful. Can you be fruitful by folding your hands? No. It's what you do that becomes fruitful. When you become fruitful, then you become enlarged. That's the multiplication. Then when it becomes multiplied, what do? You are taking over the earth. You are replenishing the earth. And when you have replenished the earth and your presence is so thick, so mighty upon the earth, you begin to subdue it. When you talk, people listen. You begin to make impact, recognition. You become different. How can you be in an environment you didn't make a difference? You didn't make a difference. Your business is not making any. Nobody is passing and looking at the place. No. Go to Genesis 1:28. He blessed them and he said, be fruitful, multiply. Replenish the earth and then subdue it. When you are multiplied, then you will subdue the place where you are. You become a force to be reckoned with. You become a voice in what you are doing. You become a voice. And then when you become a voice, you rule over others. That is the dominion. That is the definition of the showers of blessing that God pronounced. And this covers every area of life. It covers everything. That way you can't be here and don't have your child. If you want to have children, you must have it. And it won't go beyond 2025. Any devil that has been stopping you before, God will humiliate them. And this year, we will join you to carry your children. Why? Because it's part of the benefit and the blessing that God pronounced as showers of blessings. No stopping you again. Put your hand on your chest. Say, no stopping me again. No stopping me again. Glory be to God. So it is this blessing of God in a man's life that defines his future, his tomorrow. His tomorrow. Don't hide under anything not to give God opportunity to bless you. Don't hide under ministry and just punish yourself for nothing. In my humble state, I have seen many people that I think I'm not God, but I think they ought not to be pastors or founders of ministries. They will have a pastor under somebody and just live their life and join their life and do something with their hands. Because they're just suffering. And they don't suffer alone, they punish their wife, they punish their children. You'll be blessed. Amen. In 2025, yourself will be a blessing. Amen. The blessing of God in your life will overflow. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. Before I leave this place, why does God bless? But that will be next week. But I want to say something very small about it. Before we go, why God blesses you. God wants to bring you to a point where infirmities, poverties, suffering does not shift your focus from God. One of the easiest ways to change a man's language is to make him poor. You know that? Any man will change his language in the face of poverty and suffering. Many people's thinking have been corrupted because of poverty, lack of blessing. God wants to bring you to a point. Why God wants to bless you? Because he wants to bring you to a point where nothing shifts your focus from him. You are here now on Sunday, listening to God's counsel. rejoicing before God. There are thousands of people who can't go to church, but they are Christians. You know why? Their bosses are Muslims or unbelievers who insist that today they must what? They must come to work. They don't come to work, you sack them. And so they can't. They won't dare it not to go there. So not to shift your focus from God, that's why he blesses you. If God does not bless us, something else will be our God. Oh, let us not deceive ourselves. I love God, I love God, I love God. The blessing of God helps you to love God more. You serve him better. Except you don't know the purpose why God put blessings in your hand. It's not to become arrogant, proud, and then selfish. That's not the purpose. He blesses you so that all your focus will be on him and not intimidate you. Nobody sifts you away. There are people that if you dangle 1,000, just ordinary 1,000, are you hearing me? They can go and kill somebody for you. Say, go and beat this pastor. He will go and beat him. People have gone to court to testify, to be a false witness. Tell lie against people because they are paid to do so. They will say, I was there when it didn't happen, but they were never there. Just to get what to eat. God knows the power that in the hand of poverty, of the devil, sickness, and all the rest, he knows what they can do to man. So he decorates our life with blessings. May you truly be blessed. Amen. God also knows that supernatural provision deepens devotion. Are you hearing me? When you are provided for by God, which we call blessing, it ought to deepen your devotion to him. It's a foolish man that has God's blessing and yet doesn't love God the more. He's a very foolish person. He will soon lose everything and come back to where he was before. But the purpose of God's blessing in a man's life is to deepen his devotion to God, make him more devoted to him. And the more you are devoted to him, the more access he has to give you more blessings. May Almighty God bless you. May we have this wisdom of devotion to God. If you want more of God's blessing, focus on God. Keep nothing from him. Don't let anything shift your focus from him. That was why there was nothing that was able to take the focus of Abraham from God. The man, he had everything. The Bible says he was rich in gold, he was rich in servant, he was rich in silver, he had everything. So God was only his focus anywhere he goes. Even Jesus, when he came to this earth, he was not here to eat grass. The Bible, Isaiah said it. He didn't eat nonsense. Because one of the cheapest ways to divert a man's focus from God is through poverty, through hunger. That's why in Romans 8 verse 3, it says, he humbled them with hunger. It's a punishment. In 2025, you will not be hungry. Amen. You will not suffer hunger. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God will provide for you at every point of your life. And provide for your children. Amen. You will live a good life, a better life, a peaceful life, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Nothing brings a man's dignity like prosperity. Your dignity is hidden in your ability to be blessed. God able to bless you. The blessing of God deepen your dignity before men. Let's take a family circle, husband, wife, children, or man, his father, his mother, his siblings, and all the rest, and the family meet to talk, and it has to involve money, repair of this, or doing that, doing bad day for your parent, and all the rest. You know that if they will choose somebody who will coordinate the affairs of those people, they will choose the one that has money among them. Because what they cannot pay, nothing will pay them. If they choose the poorest, both the one they contribute, because he will not contribute, and other people want that they contribute, he will do what? He will squander it. His money is not there. He doesn't have the feeling for the money. That's why never make a poor man your treasurer. Are you hearing me, church? You angry, go? The only truth I talk, I don't talk any other thing. Don't make a poor man to keep your money for you. He will not respect the money because he does not know how the money comes. All HODs, all DNs, pastoral supervisors, ask who is our treasurer in our department. If you give somebody whose money has never been in that department, I'm very sorry. When you ask for the money, story will climb it. He will tell you, I'm not ready. Bring our, what do you call it? Our report. Is there a report they call it? 3 years, you will not get a report of last year. It's not ready. It's not ready. His or her money is not inside. Your dignity is rooted in blessing. Nobody respects you. Proverbs says, there was a wise poor man in a city who gave a counsel on how to win a war. And when the war was won, what happened? He said, nobody remember him. He didn't remember who, that's the Bible. It's in the Bible. Nobody, who would remember a poor man? That's why God brought blessing to decorate man, to increase our dignity on the earth. You are more dignified in your father's house when you are blessed. They say one part of the house is collapsed. Just ask them how much. They tell you it's 300,000, 500. You say, don't worry. Send me. Who will do it? They say, okay, send me the account number. You are more dignified. Such people, when they go in my own village, where I come from, their panadium is always different. When they go home, the kind of fish they give them, come my place, will hardly eat meat. The dry fish, the one they cough like this, the one they will not put in their soup. They put it in that different plate because of the size. They will go and get anything drinkable, either the man they drink or not, water, palm wine, or local wine, any kind of thing, they will gather it for him. The one that doesn't have, if he come home, they will tell them that they are in the farm. They are not going to return until 4 days' time. It happened in my own village. When I was small, but I used to sit there, I used to look at them. It's now I understand. So now, so it be dignity. Why God give people blessing? And God wants us dignified. Are you hearing me? If your family will be dignified, the preaching of the gospel of your family will be easy. You will preach the gospel to your siblings with ease, and they'll believe you. If your home is only prayer, holy, prayer, holy, prayer, holy. And when they are hungry, you cannot give them food. Nobody will listen to you again. God bring us blessing so that our dignity among men can be deepened and increase. In 2025, nothing will embarrass you. Any question that money can answer will not embarrass you. God will dignify you. I say God will dignify you. Come, please rise up.